It's Wednesday, the, oh dear, 19th of December. My goodness, days are flying in now. It's just getting light just now, and it's very overcast. It's fairly mild, not as mild as yesterday. But then there is a good breeze blowing. Fresh. A fresh breeze. Blows the cobwebs away. I can hear a digger or something way in the distance. But I can also hear, I don't know if you can hear it, the rookery. There's a rookery about half a mile from here. And I can hear them. Now that's unusual to hear that. I think I've only ever heard it once before. It's just coincidence, the way the wind's blowing. It's a good job because there's not a lot going on here, song-wise, this morning. I had a great sleep last night. Oh my. Went to bed just after 10. This morning, woken by my wife getting out of bed to go to the toilet. And she had just got in there when the alarm went off, and she didn't hear it. So, for the first time in a while, I woke up chuckling. Because I knew she would think it was about 3 or 4 in the morning or something, and she would get back to bed for it. So, when she came in, climbed back into bed, and she noticed that the phone was lit up. And it always lights up when the alarm goes up. So, this utterance of, oh no, oh, that's no the alarm, is it? Aye, it's the alarm. Well, I'm no getting up. But she did. That was funny. And as I said, I can't remember the last time I woke up, even with a smile on my face, never mind chuckling. Yeah, well, different start to the day, eh? Anyway. It's quiet, apart from diggers somewhere away in the distance, obviously. I can hear them rattling about, and oh, that breeze is fresh. It's lovely, though. Looking north, in fact, that's the direction the clouds are sweeping, so it's darker up that way. I wonder if I'll get a white Christmas. Be nice and Christmassy and traditional and cheering. We all want a glorious day for Easter Sunday, or for Easter week, grammar. We all want snow on Christmas Day. Don't always get what we want. See, there I go with song titles again. Isn't it funny that how the brain, it's like a jukebox. It's like this massive jukebox memory thing. Someone says something and you go, I know a song about that. It's true though. Store so many things away in our heads. We don't do it intentionally, of course. We have absolutely no control. Isn't that an amazing fact? Out of all the things we can control, we can control what time we get up in the morning, what we do when we get up, where we go, who we talk to. We can control all these things, and yet we can't control anything in the brain. Now, I know some people out there say, well, you can. You can train your brain. I don't think so, because you're using your brain to train your brain, if you think about the logic behind that. Okay? You have to use your brain to train your brain. So we can't really do anything with it. We can't control it. We can do memory exercises, but even that involves using your brain to train your brain. We have no control over this wonderful organ, this grey mass. This incredible, incredible piece of... Well, what is it, a piece of... Oh dear, we wouldn't go far without it, I know that. But it is unique that we can't do a single thing with it. Really. That'll be the rare chirping, broken reversion signal from a truck in the park. Looks like there. Grass cutter has arrived for the day. Anyway, or sounds like it, I should say. Can't see it from here. But, yeah, the brain. It's just an amazing, amazing piece of equipment. Which brings me to something that jumped into my head about that. I did an audio about a short while ago. It became a bit of a discussion about when you play back an audio boo, one you recorded, that you can pretty much remember exactly where you were when that spoken part, when you came to a part, you can pretty much remember right through that audio boo exactly where you were when you recorded that phrase or sentence or whatever. It's amazing. Well, the other day there, I was noisy magpie. Go away. Pest. See, it's destroyed my brain strain of thought. The other day there, I had deleted all. Oh, I said deleted. Yeah, I did delete all the audio boot stream on Downcast so I could clear space on my phone and then operate Downcast and audio boots in a different manner. Anyway, just by sheer fortune, if you want to call it fortune, I came across one of my own audio boots from way back. And do you know what the funny thing was? I could remember where I was when I recorded it. And I could even remember parts, not all, but parts of what was coming next. And that was from months ago. That's incredible. That has been stored as well. Not degraded in my mind. It's been put away in a pocket. I guess probably they've all been put away in there for... The brain decided it was just going to do it. Keep it. Maybe handy, you know, like us men who store nails and screws in jars in a garage. never throw them out because, you know, they may be handy one day. They never are. Like women who will not throw out items of clothing or because they might just need it one day, but they never will wear it again. You know? We're all guilty of that. Guess the brain's like that. Just tuck it away somewhere. Just in case he needs it one day. And it was amazing that I could actually remember that. I was quite actually. I was quite intrigued because why should I even want to remember that? But it wasn't me, if you get my drift. Are you getting all this noise? Oh my goodness. Go away. I'm going to have to clap my hands and get rid of this bugger. Ah, well. I've been beaten off by a tipping lorry. And a crabbit. Magpie. Who's stopping the blue tits and the wren from feeding because he's a killer. They don't like them. And they'll hide away from them when they're about. So, let's see if I can move them before I give up and go indoors. He's just flew all round about. Now he's on the great big tree to the west of the house. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you're just beaten off by nature, aren't you? And tipping lorries. Oh my. I think this is called abandonment.